Senpai? Are you up, Senpai? Guess not. Poor thing. But I did give you 120% of the dose just to make sure. So, that's on me, really. Let me just set the plate on the nightstand for now. And sit next to you on the bed. Oh my gosh, Senpai. You're really here. You're really sleeping in my room. On my bed. You're so close. I've watched you sleep hundreds of times, but there was always a glass pane between us. Oh, how often I dreamt about just breaking the wretched thing into billions of pieces so I could crawl inside your bedroom and be by your side. I want to talk to you already, but this moment, watching you sleep and unaware of what I've done to you, this could be the last time in my life seeing you relaxed and peaceful like this. But what if you freak out when you wake up? What if you hate me and never let your guard down around me again? I know you're way out of my league to begin with, but it would be a true miracle for you to ever look at me favorably after this. I mean, there's a reason you never noticed me until now. I'm so quiet, and boring, and bland, and my makeup isn't as aggressive as the other girls in our school. And my clothes are so plain and modest. But that's on purpose, though. I just don't want the other people to look at what belongs to you, Senpai. Oh my god, Senpai. I'm so sorry to have woken you up. I just... I'm sorry. What? How do you know my name, Senpai? Yeah, I sit behind you in class. But I thought you didn't know I existed. No, Senpai. Of course I don't think you're a douchebag. How could you even say that? Do I know the names of our other classmates? Well, of course. How else would I know their threat level if not by meticulous intel gathering and in-depth behavioral analysis? Oh. Ooh. I see your point now, Senpai. It would be weird to not know your classmates' names after 3 years. Yeah. Gosh, you're so smart, Senpai. Water? Oh no, Senpai, I'm so sorry. Of course, here, please drink this. I carried out thorough testing of the substance before I used it on you to ensure your absolute safety, so I know it leaves a nasty, bitter aftertaste, and I'm so sorry for that, Senpai. Oh, please don't thank me for the water, Senpai. I'm here to make you happy after all, so... whatever you need. Huh? I tested the drug on myself, of course. Who else? I did briefly consider procuring other test subjects for the experiment, but then I realized that would count as bringing other people home with me for sleep-related purposes, and I absolutely cannot have you think I'm that kind of girl, Senpai. I'm only yours, is what I'm trying to say. You want me to stop calling you Senpai? cringy. But I've been calling you that for years, and it's so cute and sweet, and I love to call you that. But of course, I love you much more. So much more. So, if you really hate, and it would make you hate me... Oh my god, please don't hate me, senpai. Then of course I'll stop. Your wish is my command, after all. Well, yes, we are in the same grade. We have been since grade school, and I know I'm technically older than you. In fact, I'm exactly 219 days, 21 hours, and 47 minutes older than you, senpai. No, because I talked to your mom once and I asked her if she remembered the exact hour you were born. And she did! I wanted to get a tattoo of that exact hour on my forehead when I was 12, but the tattoo shops all rejected me for some reason. Anyway, I did the math and we're roughly 19 quintillion picoseconds apart in age, which is super romantic because 19 quintillion years is the estimated half-life of bismuth 209, which is the most stable of all radioisotopes known to science. And my love to you is so much more stable than some radioactive waste, so if you're worried about me ever stopping loving you, then there's absolutely no way. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, why I keep calling you senpai, even though I'm older. Thank you for the reminder. You're so attentive and caring and brilliant and... Oh, okay. I just could never think of you as my equal, senpai. I mean, you're so much smarter and sweeter and cooler and more mature and just better than me in every aspect. But like I said, if you want me to stop, I knew the day would come when I'd stop calling you that anyway. I just hope that by that time, I'd have an even better term of endearment to replace it with, like, honey, darling, hubby, sir. But I'm open to any and all suggestions if they're coming from you. This is all about you, after all. So, what do you want me to call you from now on? Is my family safe? This is a strange thing to be called. But if that's what you want, then that's exactly what I'll be calling you from now. Is my family safe? I'm kidding, senpai. I'm just kidding. Don't look at me like that. I'm not that dense. Your family is okay. I know you care about them, so I'd never hurt them. Unless they tried to separate us, I guess. But yes. If you can't decide right away, then I guess I just keep calling you senpai for now. Hmm? Of course it smells good in here. I mean, you've been here for like 19 hours now, so obviously the air in here is full of your wonderful scent. I can't believe I'll get to smell you every day. Oh, you mean the food. I'm so sorry, senpai. I'm just so sensitive to your smell that just a whiff is enough to make me... Never mind. Here, I made one of your favorites for you. You had one heck of a nap, so you must be starving. Great! It's your special spaghetti recipe. I'm so sorry I've just been talking instead of letting you eat, but I know you don't like your food super hot anyway. So, senpai, let me get you a forkful, and here goes. Open wide! Wait, you actually let me feed you? I thought for sure you'd ask me to untie you so you could eat yourself for Maybe that you wouldn't even want to touch it because it could be poisoned or something. Oh, Senpai, you have no idea how happy you just made me. You always make me happy, but this... I'll carry this memory to the grave. The first time I fed Senpai by hand. I'm so happy. But anyway, how is it? I know you said it smelled good, but how about the taste? It's bland? But I see. Well, bland cooking from a bland person. Am I right? I'm sorry, Senpai. I'm so sorry. First, I drugged you and gave you a nasty, bitter aftertaste. And then I fed you a horrible, bland-tasting version of your favorite dish. I'm so sorry for disappointing you, Senpai. I would beg you to please give me another chance, but if I can't get that right, then surely you will just want to leave me, right? I always knew deep down that I was delusional. That there is no way someone as amazing as you would ever want trash like me. No, you don't need to say that for my sake, Senpai. I don't want you to pretend there's anything good about me or the food I gave you. I'm sorry. I'll just order something for you. What are you feeling like today, Senpai? I know you like Asian takeout. How about that? What? You want another forkful, Senpai? Really? Really? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you so much. Say ah. But that's seriously a bummer. I wanted to make you go, wow, with my cooking so bad. And this is relatively a simple dish. So I wonder what went wrong. Another one? Of course, of course. Open wide. Oh, gosh, this is a dream come true for me, Senpai. I thought I might never get to feed you like this. But yeah, I tried to do it the exact same way you usually do it, but since all I had was the recipe I got from your browser history and the exact ingredients I found out by digging through your trash, and of course, what I could see you do in the kitchen through the window, I guess I must have missed one secret ingredient, or some secret trick. I wish I had another shot at this. I really wanted to make you happy, Senpai. Wait. Really? Well, I'm looking forward to Senpai's signature dishes, cooking crash course.